Hey, what's up, you sexy bitches, and welcome back to this week's Weekly D. And today we have the hectic as ever STD episode that Stevie, Thelma, and Dan, Thelma being the one and only Athena Wolf, the one that you all know as Athena Wolf. And we are going to be talking today about icks. Now, if you don't know what an ick is, don't worry, I will explain what an ick is, but everyone's got them. And you're about to find out some that you didn't even know you had. So get ready, because, honey, this is the Weekly D. And if you aren't getting your D on the daily, you better at least begin it once on the weekly. If you're not getting any and you want some tea, then come and join Dan up on the Weekly D. Hey everyone, and welcome to Dear STD, where we're going to be talking today about things that give us the ick. But before we do, let's say hi to our special guest. Hey Stevie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you, my love?
I'm good. I've been meaning to ask you actually, how's your course to become, you're going to become a psychiatrist or a therapist, or is that the same thing?
Wanting to do psychology, so to get into that field. But yeah, I've just finished my second year actually.
How many years is it? Three. Wow, and it's full time, isn't it? You're not doing
part-time. Yeah, full time degree, yeah.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. It's really, really good.
So just one more year and then you'll be qualified to do what?
Nothing really. I'll be qualified. I'll have a degree and then that will allow me to just like go towards that field.
Oh, okay. So you're not qualified to do like to be a therapist after 3 years. No, you got to do some extra.
Yeah, you got to put the work in.
So after the 3 years, you're basically just in debt at that point, yeah?
Yeah, literally all I've done for 3 years is just accumulate debt.
That sounds like so much fun. I can totally see why you want to do that.
Yeah, it's really nice. I've got loads of knowledge and more debt.
I've got so much knowledge that I can't use to make any money, but I do have some debt. Woo! Athena, how are you, babe?
I'm great. Thank you. I see you look well as well.
Of course.
Super refreshed from our pole camp. It was so nice. I mean, from your pole camp.
I'm so glad you came to that, because I was like, obviously, at the beginning when we asked you to come, I was like, I remember saying to Jasmine, I was like, oh, she'll never come because it's like too far. She won't leave Serbia to come. And it was so much fun to have you there. So that was really good.
If she's going to come for like your 10 years of your business, she's going to come for a pole camp.
Yeah, true, actually. Yeah, true. She's been with us for long enough. Well, it's funny because basically, right, the reason I said that is because her partner, he won't travel anywhere because he doesn't want to. So this is the weirdest part, right? He doesn't want to have his eyes scanned. So he thinks that what's going to happen is he's going to get to the airport. They're going to scan his eyes. I'm like, so what, Marco? Why does that matter? He's like, well, I don't want them to have all like my information and stuff. I'm like, Marco, you're not a criminal, so it doesn't matter either way. He's like, no, I don't want them doing that. I don't want them like scanning my eyes and stuff. I guess maybe he's planning to murder someone in the future, probably Athena, and he, probably just doesn't want his eyes to have been scanned, because if they do, then they might catch him easier, which is fair.
Yeah, but Athena's a belly dancer, so if he tries to stab her, she'll be like,
ugh. She'll just hit him in the face with her hips, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's actually really funny. I hope we can talk about this on the podcast, because I still find this hilarious. Athena has a dark side to her. She wouldn't use her hips as defense. She'd bottle him, because she actually did that to one of her exes before. So she actually had an ex that what was it? I can't remember. You were having an argument about something, and she tried to stab him in the neck with a glass bottle that she smashed because she was so angry, but she missed.
I mean,
she was so sad about that. Yeah, this is the kind of person we're dealing with, everyone, just in case you were wondering the type of guest I have on this podcast.
But I'm the nicest person on earth, right?
I know, she's the nicest person on earth, unless you want to fuck with her, and then she will glass you in the neck, or she'll try and miss. So today we're going to be talking about icks. Now, Athena, you don't know what an ick is, no?
I know what it is. I remember now. I thought it was X, but I remember the icks. No.
So tell me what an ick is.
It's when something pisses you off with someone.
Yeah, it's like something that, well, not even pisses you off. It's like something that, I don't,
makes your
Stevie,
skin
how
crawl.
Do you describe it?
I would say an ick is something that kind of makes you either like someone less, or something that kind of doesn't sit right with you and makes you go like, ooh.
Yeah, kind of makes you cringe, kind of makes
you uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, makes your pussy dry up, that type of situation.
Okay.
I gave Dylan the ick for the first time, I think, the other month.
Doing
and it
what?
Was super random. I did like, I don't even know if I can do it now. I did an impression of Katie Price, and I was like, it's me, the Pricey.
The Pricey.
And Dylan was like, oh. It was like, I think I've just got the ick from you. And I was like, of all things, it's just that. So now I just do it all the time.
Yeah, I think that was a good impression. Do it again.
I thought it was.
Do your Katie Price impression.
I don't know if, you know, when someone asks you to do something, you can't do it. It's me, the Pricey.
Yeah, it's the only really bit that you can do, though, isn't it? Because with Katie Price, it's just that her saying Pricey. That's literally it's the only bit anyone can ever do. Do you know who Katie Price is, Athena?
No.
Katie Price is like, well, she used to be a porn star. I don't think she does it anymore. But was she a porn star? Or was she a topless model?
No, she was a glamour model.
Glamour model, that was it.
Okay.
So she did like glamour modelling, like topless modelling. She became really famous for it in the UK. And she's basically made like a career for herself. She's very clever. I actually find it really funny with people like Katie, because people like always think of her as being like really stupid and stuff, but actually she's probably one of the smartest people out there. She's made millions off of being famous, and people like to think that she's stupid. I'm like, come on. I think the people who think she's stupid are stupid. She does very, very well for herself.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, let's talk about some icks. Before we go into the icks that were sent to me, Athena, tell me something that gives you the ick. Is there anything that men have done?
Oh, so many. So
Come
many
on.
Things.
Give us your top three. What are top three things that give you the ick?
Okay. When couples, if you go out with another couple and they can't keep their hands off each other, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's one of mine. Yeah, that's one of mine too.
And I noticed that recently. I noticed that I tend to do it myself. When you speak in English and you say the word like a lot, I find it sounds so dumb. And I notice I do it a lot, and I really try to get rid of that habit because it sounds like the dumbest basic bitch kind of, you know, like low IQ kind of sound, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, I think it's weird because I think when people say like, it's a replacement of Instead of saying they say like. And I find that Americans do that. They don't say very much, but they do say like. So they'll say maybe like.
I know, I knew you were going
to
say it.
I was like, hold on. They'll say, oh, I was going to the supermarket, and then like this happened, and like blah blah blah.
I love the transition of like accent there. I was going to the supermarket, and they're like, "Oh my god!"
And then I was like, "Oh my god!" And I had to get into my American character. Sorry. But yeah,
what does your American character look like?
I don't know. I just, whenever I envision these characters, they all just look like me in a wig, to be honest. They all look like Susan. So it's just like, it's really hard to say. But yeah. I don't know. I think it's just a replacement of So I get what you're saying. It is a bit annoying, but I wouldn't say it gives me the ick. Give me something else that gives you the ick. Like, what? Give me something like if you were dating someone, if you were like dating someone and they did something like, what, like if he like moisturized or something, you were like, he had like a nighttime moisturization routine, would that give you the ick?
No, what would give me the ick? I don't know. Oh, weakness. Yes.
In what sort of way?
I don't know. Anything that I would sense as weakness from my partner would give me the ick. Not towards me, but, you know, like, he's not tough. You know, I like the toxic masculine type. So if I would sense too much feminine energy in him, I would get the icks there.
Yeah, I was going to say, but this is like this is an Eastern European thing, right? Is it Eastern Europeans, they love like toxic masculine men? Why is that?
I don't know. It's how our daddies were.
Oh, so it's you're saying it's a daddy issue.
It's a daddy issue.
Stevie, give us some of your ex.
I don't know. I was just thinking that... I think if someone farts next to you, that gives me the ick.
Have you ever been given a, I saw it on TikTok.
Are you going to say?
What's it called? Dutch oven, is it called?
Oh, I don't know.
It's called a Dutch oven, and it's where you like fart under the covers and then you shove someone's head underneath. Has that ever been done to you before? Do you know why I know that? It's because when we were a kid, our dad used to do that to us. He thought it was hilarious. Yeah, disgusting, man. That's where I learned about it, because I was learning about why they call it a Dutch oven and stuff, and like why they call it Dutch courage and all this sort of stuff. And I was this point, I can't remember the explanation of why, but it was an explanation of why they call it Dutch this, Dutch that. And I remember listening to it and thinking, oh, that's really interesting. And that's when I heard it was called a Dutch oven. I didn't actually know it was called that until. So if you've ever wondered what it's called when someone farts under a cover and puts your head under it, that's what it's called, people. So you're welcome.
Oh, well, great.
Well, yeah, see, now you know. What else gives you the ick? Is there anything like, it doesn't even have to be about relationships. Like,
no, I think indecisiveness gives me the ick.
Also, like if someone can't decide.
Just can't make up their mind. Like, come on, we're wasting time. Just make a decision. And they're trying to like think about other people's feelings too much. And like, I'm like, just do one thing. Just make your mind up.
I think one thing that is funny, actually, I wouldn't say it gives me the ick, but one thing that Mitch does that really bugs me, and it doesn't bug me in the sense that it gives me the ick, but it's close, is when, you know how some people like really don't like speaking up about stuff, but stupid stuff, like you'll be at a restaurant and they'll bring him the wrong meal. Like, he could be vegetarian, they'd bring him a steak and he'd probably eat it because he'd be too embarrassed to say anything. And like, I'm like, oh, what? He'll look at his food and I'll be like, what's wrong? He'll be like, oh, they've not given me this. I'll be like, okay, cool. Call them over then. He's like, no, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm like, just fucking call them over. Like, why are you not saying anything about it? Just fucking say something. He's like, no, I don't want to cause a problem. I'm like, you're not causing a problem. That's their fucking job. Like, tell them there's something wrong. Oh, it bugs me so much. I'm just like, don't worry, I'll do it. So I have to fucking do it for him, because otherwise he'll get embarrassed. Oh my God.
Oh, Mitch is just, he's so shy.
He's too nice. Can you remember that time that we were driving along and Mitch was like, so Mitch is like one of the nicest people you've ever met, Athena, but as you know, because you've met him a couple times now, but he's not very good at being a bitch. And someone walked in front of the car once when we were driving along somewhere. And Stevie was like, go on, Mitch, like honker or something like this. He was like, no, I'm not going to do that. He's like, and Stevie said something, and then Mitch tried to like join in and was like, oh, well, like, look at her waistline. And Stevie was like, what? Stevie was like, oh, Mitch.
Wow, it's crazy.
You crazy little bitch, you. And so ever since then, we're always like, I know, Mitch, look at her waistline. It's like the gayest insult you've ever heard from someone who's...
I love Mitch so much.
I know, quite a gay insult for someone who's not very gay acting, really.
I know, no, he's not at all. Look at her waistline. And we were like, Oh yeah, look at it.
It was A for effort, though, I have to say. A for effort, I feel.
Do you remember when this story always makes me laugh, although he's probably going to kill me for saying this on the podcast. I wasn't even there. But do you remember when Mitch was like in, I can't remember what store it was, and he was looking at the underwear and he was like, oh, I think you look really... He was like, I think you look really good in these. And then I didn't realise that they were like women's underwear.
Yeah. So basically, we were in, what's it called? What is that shop called? It's like, it's Jack Wills.
Was it Jack Wills? Okay.
It was Jack Wills. And basically, they had like women's underwear, but it was really close to where the men's stuff was. So it was like the crossover between the men's and the women's section. Anyway, he's walking along. He's like, oh, you look really nice in those. Like, because he likes underwear where it kind of like shows your butt off. And it was girls' underwear, but it was like they'd done it as like a brief style for women. So I was like, are you joking? He was like, no, you look really nice in those. And like, Mitch, that's women's underwear. He was like, oh my God. Literally, he's not lived it down ever since. It was so funny. I just remember at the time thinking, what are you talking about? But he hadn't realized it was women's underwear. He just, he does come out with some funnies sometimes. You've got to give it to him.
This was years ago now. We've just taken the mick out of him ever since.
He is so funny. You remember when I was at your place and Mitch was wearing this tracksuit? He was getting ready to go to the gym. And I tell Dan, like, Dan, Mitch looks super masculine. Like, wow. And Dan is like, don't tell him that.
Like, he will be- I was like, don't tell him that. He'll love that way too much. Right. Okay. I've got some icks that people have sent in here. Some of them...
No. You didn't say your three icks, Dan. You just said one.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, so I said one. I guess, well, one of them actually... So some of them I kind of, like, thought of as we went along. I was a bit like, oh, okay, that's actually a really good one. So, well, one of them, which is on here anyway, was like... So Mitch, for example, was losing his hair and he just wouldn't get rid of it until, like, a few years ago. And it's just like, you know, when people hold on to it and I'm like, just let it go. Just let it go. For fuck's sake. Like, yeah, I hate that. I also think something that gives me the ick is when men have like fillers or Botox stuff. Like a little bit here and there. Like, don't get me wrong, don't mind a little bit of Botox, like in the forehead, maybe crow's feet, whatever. Like, you know, that's fine. I 100% will probably get that at some point in the future, I'm sure. I'm talking like, you know, like this jaw thing that people are having. Like some of the celebrities are having where they're like getting their jaw. Oh, I just think that looks horrible. Yeah. I don't think it makes them look good at all. Like Zac Efron did it and one of the boys from One Direction did it. And I just hate it. Like, what's your thoughts on men having cosmetic surgery, Stevie?
I think it's a fine line. Like, if you want to improve your face and if you're doing it for yourself and it will boost your confidence and you feel better about yourself, then great. But if you're going it to like to the extreme, which is where I don't think it's healthy for you, of when you're like doing things to your body that actually medically shouldn't really be done.
Oh, hold on, sorry, you've confused what I mean. Sorry, I'm talking about, so icks, I'm talking about like my personal icks. I actually don't condone, so anyone who wants to have plastic surgery, then obviously go for it. That's your body, do what you want with it. I mean, for me, like looking for a partner, like that would be an absolute no for me. It's just not something that does it for me.
I think if it's obvious enough for me to know that they've had it done, then I'd be like, I don't know if I would. But if it's subtle enough that I don't even notice it, then fine.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, this is totally random change of subject, but it's a subject I've talked to many people about recently. I actually think I might have even talked to Athena about it the other week when she was here in the UK, randomly. It's not obviously plastic surgery, I'm talking full transitional surgery. If you met someone and this guy was like perfect, but you found out that they used to be a woman, would that bother you? Now, I've asked many straight men who are like, oh, no, I couldn't do that. And I'm just like, why? You literally would never have known if they hadn't told you. Obviously, the only thing would be that's obviously certain signs would obviously show up, like maybe the girl didn't have a period or something, and you'd be like, or their vagina looks like very slightly different to what you're used to. Something is going to be a red flag at some point, right? But I remember saying to someone, they were like, well, would you date a trans man? I was like, I thought, yeah, I would actually. I tell you what, I've seen some fucking hot trans men too. And they were like, but they won't be able to get like a hard on. They'll have to pump it up. I'm like, so? I was like, at least they know they could actually pump it up every time. Fucking, it's more than you can say for some men, right? But it's just exactly. Like, I don't know, it wouldn't bother me so much. Athena, I'm going to go to you first. If you found out now that Marco used to be a woman, how would you feel about it?
It would totally bother me.
It would?
Absolutely.
Why, though?
It would just bother me. It would totally just bother me. I mean, for the obvious of reproduction aside, it would totally bother me. The fact that he has to pump it up. No.
It's not going to do it for you.
No, because I hate it. I even absolutely hate it. You know, when you're about to do it and their dick is not completely hard, it's already a turn off. It's like, no. I mean,
come on. Is that an ick? Did we just find another ick?
Yes, that's a big ick. Like, absolutely not. Get the fuck away from me. You're going to be flaccid.
I'm not being funny. I have to ask you, like, what are you doing that's not making it fully hard? Why isn't it fully hard?
It's probably my fault.
Maybe you're giving him the ick.
Maybe I am giving the ick, but it's like, no.
So I'm not being like, is there no foreplay before? Like, why are they not getting hard straight away?
I mean, okay, that's again gay sex versus straight sex. Of course, like, if there's foreplay and everything, yes. But, you know, like, sometimes you'll just be lying in bed in the morning before kids, obviously, and he'll come behind you and be like, okay, let's do it quickly, you know?
Right. Okay.
And then if I sense it's not completely there, I'm just like, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, we don't really get that experience so much because we can't just sort of like just shove it in and go. So yeah, I guess that one doesn't work for us. So I'm going back to what we were saying. So, because I want to explore this more. So hold on. So, but if he told you now, let's ignore the pumping up bit. Let's just imagine that he could get a hard on without pumping it up. So he's exactly the same person he is now, but in a former life, 20, 30 years ago, he was born a woman. It would still bother you?
Absolutely. And he just told me now, absolutely it would bother me.
Oh, so it's more of a trust issue because he's only just telling you now.
I don't know.
Would it make a difference if he told you from the get-go? Or even like if you saw on his dating profile and then you at least had the option for you to like make the first move?
Yeah, no, it honestly, it wouldn't be an option. If I had dating profiles, I would immediately swipe left. Honestly.
I think this is so funny actually, because when it comes to issues surrounding, you know, trans people and some of this, it's definitely harder for people from Eastern European countries to understand. It's so much less accepted there. I think it's definitely getting better, but it's so funny, like, your opinion on that didn't shock me because I kind of expected it to be similar to that. But Stevie, what about you?
I don't think it would. Thinking now, I don't think it would. I think I would allow myself to explore it and then just kind of see how it goes.
I just think for me, right, the thing I'm attracted to is the masculinity. It's not the actual body so much for me. Well, you know, it is the body. Because obviously, like, I like penises. I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting one. You could also say, well, what if the person still had a vagina? Would that bother you? And I'm like, I think that would, because I am attracted to penises. So that might be an issue for me. But it's more the masculinity that I'm attracted to. So I think that's why the trans man thing doesn't bother me so much. I followed a guy quite a while back, called, I can't remember their profile name, it's like T-Boy or something like this. And the transition was just crazy, but he's so hot. Like, he's so hot. I remember showing a picture to Mitch. I was like, do you think he's hot? He was like, yeah, he's really hot. I was like, that he used to be a female, he's now male. He was like, no way. I was like, seriously? And you just would never, you would never tell. It's so hard to tell. It was crazy. And he's just super, super hot. And I was just like, why would I let it bother me that he used to be a she? It doesn't bother me at all. But I do understand how that's different for different people. You know, I'm not saying that everyone should be accepting of dating someone who's trans, of course. But yeah, it's really funny because so many people I talk to say, oh no, I don't think I could. And I'm just like, why? I'm like, I don't think it'd bother me. But maybe I'm and just very also, open.
There is a possibility as well as being open to a completely new mentality, because with a lot of people, especially with trans people, they know exactly who they are and they're so accepting of who they are and different traits that it's actually really nice to be around as well, to be around that mentality and that positivity. Mm-hmm. So that also brings another aspect to the relationship that I think is quite hard to come by.
Yeah, I think as well, like, it's the, for me, attraction to personality always trumps attraction to body. I can look at some guys and I'll be like, wow, you are so hot. And I'll literally think, God, you're just perfect. And then I get to know that person. I'm like, ugh. That now, in fact, that's an ick of mine. That's so funny. Like, you'll meet people who you think are super attractive and you just think, wow, this is my ideal man, and they're not. And actually, I do say this all the time, but anyone listening to this who is on dating profiles, you've got to bear that in mind, because if you're swiping purely based on looks, you're missing out on so many guys who potentially could be amazing for you because you weren't giving them the chance. So look at their profile and look and find out about them, because actually, like, you know, Mitch hates when I tell the story, but like, me and Mitch, like, I wasn't attracted to Mitch at first. So when Mitch first ever messaged me, I actually said to him I wasn't interested. And then I met him face to face, and that's when the attraction became. Mm. So it's just, yeah, I think attraction to the person for me is important rather than the attraction to what they look like as such. But anyway, sorry, we're rambling now. I want to go into some icks, and some of these were like really weird. Like, I was a bit like, huh? That's a bit of an odd one. So let me give you a first one. People that flush with the toilet seat up, you're spreading your shit mist in the air. I have an issue with this. I'm going to caveat that with, how do you then see that the toilet bowl is clean? Right?
Yeah.
What if your shit is like still stuck on the toilet seat? Not on the toilet seat, on the toilet bowl.
That is, but then odd. You flush and then check afterwards, I'm guessing.
So then you'd have to close it, flush, then lift it up. And then your shit mist is still, the poo particles that are in the air are still going to go. And are they really in the air though? It's a solid. It's not like a fart where it's like a gas. Do you know what I mean?
True. I think it, we'll have to Google it.
I'd have to Google it. I assume if I did a poo right now on the floor, that the particles of it wouldn't, right? I don't know. But then
you must still release gas when you poo as well.
Yeah, no, true. No, I do quite occasionally. Like a little. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little like, boop. Just a delicate little puff. I'm a lady. But yeah, no, so I was a bit like, so for me, I mean, do you both flush the toilet with the seat down?
No.
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 I always leave the seat up, actually. Always.
Yeah, I find that a bit odd. I mean, toilet talk, I do love a good toilet talk anyway. In fact, actual question, do you poo with your feet on the
floor?
You're
going to say, oh, okay.
Oh, no, go on. What were you going to say?
I thought you were going to say, do you then poo before you go in the shower?
Oh, yeah, no, you've got to poo before you go in the shower, of course. Yeah. Now, do you know what? So that's another thing that I have. I really want a bidet installed in a house. So we don't actually have room in the bathroom, but I'd love to have room to have a bidet. Because I think, so like Thailand and stuff where they have the bidets, I think that is like the height of cleanliness. Like, that for me is amazing. I think we should have that everywhere. I think the fact that we, what, like, if I always say this to people, I'm like, right, I have to use wet wipes to clean because I want to make sure it's fully clean down there, right? And if anything, I'll try and shower afterwards if I can, which is why I try to poo before I go for a shower. But if you, if someone got a piece of shit and they rubbed it on your arm, right, you wouldn't get a dry tissue to wipe it off, would you?
No.
Right. You would wash yourself or you would use a wet wipe. So why do people use toilet paper only? Like, don't get me wrong, use it for the initial, you know, like get it the initial bit off with the toilet paper. But then you've got to, oh, that makes me sick.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, do you poo with your feet on the floor or do you put your feet on a stool?
On a stool.
Yep, same.
Floor.
On the floor, Steve, that's bad. Your colon is in a bad position.
You're
like
meant
that.
To have a better position, but I don't have a stool.
You buy a stool.
Just get Dylan to go on his hands and knees in front of you and put your feet on him.
Okay. I could always, because I'm looking at my toilet is next to my bath, so I could turn to the side and put my feet on the bath.
Yeah, no, so it doesn't need to be that high. We're talking like, so it's so funny, I actually learned about this through a podcast.
Was it Nearly Words?
No, it was RuPaul and you know, What's the Tea with RuPaul.
What's the Tea, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they do it anymore, but I was listening to that and they had a sponsor called Squatty Potty.
Oh, yes. I know this.
So, and because of that, I was like, oh, I'm going to buy one just to see. And now I can't go without. It's really funny because I just feel like I'm in the wrong position now. And I probably pooed absolutely fine before that. But I definitely, I know it sounds weird. And this is like an odd thing to discuss on a podcast, but like when your feet are up, I feel like it comes out easier as well because your colon is in a better position. Wow, this is like, I felt like I got to the age of 30 and after the age of 30, I started talking about poo more. Did either of you start doing that?
When you're involved in the conversation, yes.
Why? I don't know why I'm so obsessed with all
but
your
it makes
food.
Sense because although I'm throwing this one in there, it's also the one of the best positions is when you're starting to do anal. You have to bring your feet up so it's more so your colon again is in the better position. So it's the same when it goes in to when it comes out.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why it never worked for me. I was doing it wrong.
So imagine yourself on the toilet and with your foot on the stool. And then turn yourself that way on the bed, and that's the best position for you to
really. That's so not sexy.
Or like on the side.
Ugh. Yeah, okay. You could. As I was gonna say, you could lay on the side, couldn't you? You could just lay on your side and go into that position.
Just like hold your knees and pray.
Yeah, just like hold your knees and pray for the best. Just use lots of lube. Yeah, but
I tried it once, but I'm sure it was the wrong position.
But did you use lube?
No, you spit.
Oh my God. This is like this must be an Eastern European thing as well.
Yeah,
right?
Spit is good. Why spend so much
money? No, spit is
good. Why spend so much money? Because spit doesn't always work.
One of my friends once actually went to Gran Canaria, and in Gran Canaria, they have sex in the dunes a lot, and they ran out of lube, so they tried to use spit, but he was like, it was so fucking hot. He was like, my mouth was so dry, I couldn't even produce any spit. It was so... Oh, when he was telling me the story, I was just creasing up. It was so funny.
Just like,
I know, it was just like trying to like make spit. You know when you're trying to make spit and you can't because your throat is so dry. It's like, oh God, horrible.
Wait, we were having sex where?
In the dunes. So like with all the sand and stuff. And also like...
Okay. I thought in the tube, like in the underground metro.
No,
I was like, wow.
No. Okay. No, in the dunes in Gran Canaria. It's like a hot spot for kind of like cruising for gay men. Very, very random. Never done it myself. Never even been to the gay... actually, I have been to the gay part of Gran Canaria. I went there once with a pole camp. We went to the gay area just for the evening. But but also, can we talk about having sex in sand? Can't be good. Can you imagine? So it'd be like having sandpaper going in and out, like, ooh.
Great for like exfoliating though. But your bum comes out smooth.
If you want your hole exfoliated, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, apart from that. Okay, right, let's have a look. any sort of baby talking. I still vividly remember my ex doing this years ago. Yuck. So do you do any baby talking to Dylan? No, I couldn't
okay,
imagine.
What's that?
So like, you know, you're like, I don't know, Stevie, you have to do an impression of it.
I don't even know. I've never done it.
So like baby talking, be like, oh, hi, baby. Oh, baby.
Okay.
So, oh my God, hold on. Do you know what? I have to play you. It's so fun. So this guy that I follow on,
I don't even know like where I'd start with baby talk.
It's honestly, it's like, so his name's Jack, I think. Hold on. It was on TikTok and he always does impressions of like icks. He's like, oh, your boyfriend's the walking ick and stuff. And
is he Italian?
I think so, yeah, his name's Jack Joseph. Hold on, I bet you'll recognise his voice. Hold on, let me find it. He's like, where is it? Need to find it because honestly, when you hear this, you're gonna be like, "Ooh, this makes me." Here you go. POV: you're dating the walking ick.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, just a group chat.
Are there guys in that group chat?
Yeah, one I think.
Why are you talking to other guys? They probably fancy you.
Oh, Jack, he's gay.
We don't care. You're probably going to cheat on me because I'm so ugly.
Stop.
I'm literally the ugliest person in the world. You're literally so ugly.
I actually, you know what, that is also as well. So that's the baby voice. You know that voice that he's talking with? He's like, oh, baby. That's the baby voice. That really fucking
like. Has that made anyone like get a physical reaction? Made my hair is like.
Honestly, so many people comment on his videos and they're like, oh, they're like, you're so good at it. Like, it actually makes me feel sick. Like, he is so good at doing it. Honestly, his impressions are so funny. But like, that one particularly always gets so many comments because people are like, oh, this is so real. It's horrible. But as well, like, you know, these like guys who like get super insecure, that's a massive ick as well. Like, men who are like, oh, why are you texting other guys? It's like, oh. Horrible.
Yeah.
So that's one of my ex. So you've never had anyone talk to you in a baby voice, Thina?
No.
That's not masculine. That's not masculine energy.
Absolutely not.
Okay, right. Let's move to another one. Hold on. I need to go back to my thing because I was just on that. That took me somewhere else. So we have... Oh, yeah, pooing with the door open. I'm sorry, we're back onto poo again. But pooing with the door open. Who does that? I don't know if I've ever pooed with the door open. But the smell, it'll go around the house.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have... Would I do it if no one's here? I think I would do it if no one's here because I don't like the thought of being, like, boxed in when I'm on my own.
Yeah. Yeah... I still don't know that I would, because obviously what if then, I don't know, what if then someone comes home and the house stinks of shit because you had the door open?
But, well, it's different. We have an ensuite, so it's like...
It would just make your room smell.
Yeah, and it's right next to our window, so...
But then all the poo particles are going to go onto your bed sheets.
Yeah, true.
All those poo particles. Sleeping in poo particles. Ooh.
That's an ick, but this annoys me when, I guess it's a, is it an ick? I don't know. When Dylan like comes home from work and he's been on the tube and stuff and he puts his bag and a coat on our bed.
Yeah.
He puts and I'm what?
Like,
what
his like bag and his coat on our bed.
Why is that disgusting? It's just a bag and a coat.
Yeah, but he's been on the tube and brushed past people when like, and then he just puts all of that on our bed where we sleep.
It's disgusting.
Really? I literally put like my suitcases on the bed. Oh God, everything. Because that's
disgusting, Dan. Like, stop it.
No, it is not.
Yeah, because you think what stuff that's like brushed all the people that's handled your luggage, what that's been against, that's all on your luggage and then you're putting it on your bed and then you're laying in it for like... How many hours at night time?
It's been on the floor and people walking dog shit and then No.
And then it's, yeah, so there could be dog poo particles on my bed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Your dogs get on your bed anyway, so there's probably already dog poo particles on your bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, my God, the other day it was so funny. So, oh, my God, why? This has become a poo podcast. What the fuck is going on?
A poo podcast, okay.
Literally, so my dogs, obviously, have very long, long, fluffy hair. And as a result of that, sometimes poo gets stuck on them. So we always have to, like, clean their, like, butts and make sure all the poop's out. Anyway, Luna comes in the other day. She's like, she's in the living room. She's laying down. Anyway, we're just about to go to bed. And before we go to bed, she always gets up onto the, like, just onto, like, the edge of the sofa to give us a quick cuddle. Thank God she gets up onto the side of the sofa and I hear something fall on the floor. A little nugget of poo has, like, fallen out of her bum from her fluffy hair onto the floor. And we just laughed our heads off. It's so annoying, but because they're so fluffy, you can't actually see all the time if there's stuff in the way. So yeah, this is if for people who wonder what it's like to have long-haired dogs, this is what I'm dealing with. It's great fun.
So, and also when they had diarrhea and your little like cleaning robot like
just smeared it everywhere. Yeah, that was great. We haven't actually used the clean robot. We actually bought another cleaning robot after that, but because it spread the shit just absolutely everywhere, we had to throw that last one away and we bought a new one. And now we're just too afraid. So we're like, what? Like, if it comes on and we don't know if one of the dogs has got an upset tummy, it's going to do it again and it'll smear shit everywhere. So we just have been too afraid to use it. And the fact that it always gets clogged up with hair because they're so hairy. So yeah. Hey, so sorry to interrupt your episode. I just wanted to come on real quickly and tell you about the sponsor for this week's podcast. And this week is sponsored by Pole Active. Pole Active are a US-based one-stop shop for everything you need for pole dancing. And I'm literally looking at their website now. And this shop, I've never seen the shop with so much choice in my life. It is crazy. They've got all sorts of things clothing-wise for pole dancing. They've got accessories for pole dancing. They've got shoes for pole dancing. A range of brands on there. Some of these brands I'd never even heard of before, and I'm learning about them purely from this website. So if you want to go and find out about lots of different pole brands, go and check out Pole Active. Let's get back to the podcast. Another ick that someone put on here is people who have to use dissolvable paracetamol. That one I found really odd. Why is that? Why is that an ick? I think it's like, can you swallow like, I think one that probably gives me a little bit of a, not an ick, but I think it's weird. People who have to, like, if they're taking three tablets, they have to take one at a time. I'm like, just chuck them all in. Just fucking calm down, Babs.
Swallow.
Someone's never swallowed before.
Yeah.
Just fucking glug it all in. Like, you just have to chuck it to the back of your throat, right? And just, like, swallow.
Yeah, just all in one.
Yeah, I found that a bit of an odd one. Let's find another good one. Men that call you daddy. Sorry, no, women that call you daddy. Yeah. Oh, hold on. No, it is men that. Sorry. Oh, okay. It's because, okay, it's a gay guy. I was like, hold on. Okay, so what about women like saying daddy or even like men saying daddy? Like, Stevie, have you ever been called a daddy before?
Never.
Like do you know what, actually, like, I think if someone started calling me daddy, I'd be like, what the fuck, I've reached an age.
Don't your students call you that?
I hate that. They call me pole daddy, and honestly, it fucking annoys me. They're like, oh, pole daddy. I'm like, stop calling me that now. Fucking pole daddy. No.
Come on pole daddy.
Yeah, it's like, I don't like. Like, do you remember Little Gabs, who came to my studio? Is she a police officer now? She's a police officer now, I know, which I find quite hilarious because...
Sergeant Gabs.
If you needed to get away from her, you'd just have to walk a medium pace away and you'd get far enough away from her. She's so small. She's in the police now, but she used to call me Pole Papa. That didn't bother me so much. I think it's the daddy thing.
Yes,
daddy. Adina, have you ever called someone daddy before?
No, but I wish I could. I would love to call Marco daddy.
Why don't you?
Oh, he wouldn't have it.
Next time you have sex, call him daddy and then report back to us on how it goes.
Someone, yeah, please do.
Someone put here an ick When men breathe. I thought that was quite a funny one. That is quite
sometimes, yeah.
Okay, hold on. We had some really odd ones in here. What are some of the odd ones?
Oh, Dan, are you a kitchen? Oh my god, a kitchen cleaner at the end of the night or beginning of the morning? Like, can you go to bed in a dirty kitchen?
No, that's I find that disgusting. It has to be, well, more so like Mitch is the same. We both agree, like, we can't like leave overnight. Have you ever been to a kitchen in the morning when the plates have been left overnight? Do you do that?
Not sometimes. Now. I used to, but Dylan, like, he's a kitchen clean at the end of the night type of person.
Athena?
I like to wash the dishes in the morning. I'll literally wake up and before I wash my face or my teeth, I'll go and wash the dishes. I love it. And I'm not a night cleaner at all.
Oh, God, I just can't. It feels like it's that unclean smell that starts to come, like where the food's just like sat there festering. I hate that.
I'd throw the food away and put the plates into soak and then just clean them in the morning.
Same. There is no food staying there. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, there's food residue.
It's better than food particles.
There's food particles. Okay, yeah, I mean, so no, for me, I have to clean them, like, as we go.
So, like, is that the only place in your house that you clean, Dan?
No, I mean, to be honest, if I'm being really honest, just in case Mitch randomly listens to this, I don't even really do that, to be honest, because Mitch tends to do it because he just hates leaving them.
Do you have a cleaner?
No, we don't anymore, actually. Mitch does it on the weekends when I'm away. Yeah, it just became one of those things where we didn't have a cleaner for a long time because normally, like, so originally, right, that we have a valid reason for this because obviously on the weekends that used to be when Mitch used to do all the Polo's orders. So, you know, he was working during the week and then working on the weekend. It didn't seem fair for him to have to clean the house as well. So, and because I was working all week and all weekend, I was like, right, I'll just pay for a cleaner to come in because we're both so busy. But now he doesn't do the Polo's orders anymore because they're made by someone else. He cleans the house on the weekend. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes if we're going to do, like, a big sort of spring clean, we might do it together. But, yeah, generally, he'll do it. He's really good. He's so well-trained. Who does the cleaning in your house, Athena?
Me or my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. That's good. Marco doesn't chip in?
No. He does all the plants, though. He's really good with plants. And he does, like, all the repairs and stuff like that. Oh!
I was going to say, he fixes things.
Yes, he fixes things. And my eldest started washing the dishes, so that's cool.
And Stevie?
We have a cleaner, but we try and mainly Dylan is like the instigator of cleaning.
Okay, yeah, fair. So he's the clean one. That's good, though. You're not an untidy or dirty person, though, are you?
No, yeah. Not really. I'm just a bit lazy. Just I have to be pushed. Yeah, exactly. I have to be like pushed in the direction, and then once I'm like started, I'll be fine. But it's like that starting process.
Mm. So this one really disgusting. But someone put, I was cleaning out this room that was my brother's old room, turned into a storage room / my husband's office. And I found a literal giant pile of nails, toenails and thumbnails. I have a pretty strong stomach, but it made me gag. My husband will never live it down. Like, why are you saving your nails? Like, I even have to, like, when I trim my nails, I have to do it in a toilet bowl because I want to make sure they go directly into, like, the toilet or into the bin. And because the bin in the bathroom is so small, I'm like, right, I'm just going to do it over the toilet to make sure everything goes in there. But even still, like, oh, it's just horrible, isn't it? I don't even like cutting my nails because it feels so horrible. I hate it. But, like, ew, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Some people are just really vile, aren't they? I mean, I don't know that it's an ick, but what's like the most disgusting thing a partner has ever done? Like, you've just been like, oh, that's disgusting. Like,
nothing really.
You never had a like an ex-boyfriend who suddenly thought, ooh, that's disgusting.
Oh, yes, the snoring of my ex. That was disgusting. That was
He can't help that.
No, I don't care. That was absolutely disgusting because he would like watch TV. He would watch TV and he would just fall asleep, but in this really disgusting pose. And then, yeah, no, yeah, that was disgusting.
Dylan snores, but he's also, he's one of the, he's like at nighttime, I don't really like sleep being cuddled or held, mm-hmm. but Dylan does. So like when he's asleep, he'll just like edge more towards me. And because I'm asleep, I won't know. But then he'll start snoring. He snores really weirdly. And I'll wake up and he's just like right by my ear, like.
That sounds like a pig. Is that actually what he does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually quite a cute little snore. So Mitch does Mitch does this really weird thing where he's like, he doesn't even really snore. He does this really weird thing where it kind of sounds like he's holding his breath and he goes. But then at the end of it, he goes like, so he'll go like. And then he'll fully exhale and then he'll do it again and be like, I'm like, what are you doing? So I have to like shake him and be like, Mitch, roll over, and he just rolls over and he stops. But it's so weird. I mean, he does obviously snore as well sometimes, but when he does that one, I'm just like, what does that even mean? I don't know.
Also the funny thing is you're just like laying there just like staring at them and they're like completely asleep, like
Mitch just messaged me saying, can you stop talking about my weird habits, please? Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Mitch.
He must have heard the snoring impression and known it was about him. This has been a podcast about all the weird things that Mitch does.
How nice Mitch is and how weird Mitch is.
Someone put, my boyfriend didn't know how to ride a bicycle and that gave me the ick. Would that give you the ick? I don't know. It's just a bit weird. I mean, I was taught how to ride a bicycle from a young age. Like,
I learned last year how to ride a bicycle.
What?
Yeah.
Why so late?
I don't know.
I find it a bit weird when people don't know how to swim.
But many people don't know how to swim.
But why? Like, again, like, is that not so? Where in Serbia do you not at school? Do you not learn how to swim?
No, you have to go like to swimming lessons unless your parents teach you how to swim. But no, they don't have the school trip thing. No.
Do your kids go to swimming lessons?
No, they know how to. I mean, the little one doesn't know how to swim yet, but the big one obviously knows.
Oh, so why doesn't the little one know yet?
Because he does other activities.
Okay, what activities does he do?
Taekwondo.
What toxic masculine grooming have you been doing for your child?
She's like, he welds.
He's a welder. He plays darts and drinks beer. I love it. It's so random. But yeah, no, I find that so weird because, yeah, did you learn swimming in school, Stevie? Because we did.
Yeah.
It seems like it's not a normal thing then for other countries because it seems that other countries, they don't do that. But that was like
but
a school
then
thing.
We were at Jade's hen do. Jade can't swim. And we all kind of like went to bed and she stayed up with Paulie and they were like getting really drunk and then they jumped in the pool and we were all like, just like asleep, and then Stacey, you know, Stacey's like little miss, like protection, and making sure everyone's okay. She was like, "Fuck, we need to get up." She's like, "They're in a pool." And we were like, "Oh, just leave him." She's like, "Yeah, but Jay doesn't know how to swim," and we were like, "Oh yes, okay, let's get them out."
She's literally like the mother of the group. Stacey's like,
I know.
"She could drown. Let's like maybe go get her in."
Yeah, she doesn't know how to swim and they're both drunk, so come on, let's go get them. They're like, oh yeah, okay.
This one I found interesting, so I do feel a little bit the same about this one. Men dancing in a nightclub. I don't know what, right, I want to explain why though. I just feel like if they're a good dancer, maybe, but I tend to find, because I tend to go for quite masculine men, it's a bit of an ick for me. And obviously, if they can't dance, then it's just like, oh, God, stop dancing. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's like, I don't know why that's an it for me. But
so judgmental. I love it.
I know. It's weird. But I can't help what gives me the ick, I guess. But I know. Yeah, when if I see this really hot guy, I'm like, wow, this guy's really, really hot. And then all of a sudden he starts dad dancing on the dance floor. I'm like, oh, that's a shame. Stevie?
Yeah, I don't mind dance. Like, if someone can dance or if they dance,
because it's just dance.
I don't mind a dance.
I don't mind a little dance, darling.
Because I think it's like, it just feels good, doesn't it? Like, it's nice to dance.
I bet Dylan is a good dancer. He's sexy.
He's not too bad.
Does Dylan know that Athena has a bit of a crush on him? Because she literally was messaging me after. She's like, oh, Dylan is so sexy. I'm like, calm down, babes. He's gay and he's taken. Leave him alone.
I'll let him know because he'll like that. So I'll tell him.
Oh,
I was so shocked the first time I saw him when you came up with him and he was there wearing, oh, I was like, wow. He was wearing this open shirt.
Yeah.
With his chest out, and he has a little bit of a hairy. Oh, yeah. I was like, wow, this guy is hot.
Calm down, Athena.
Yeah.
These gay men getting you all hot under the collar, hey?
I do have this weird thing for gay men. You remember when I told you I dreamed of you, like, years ago?
Yeah, I know. It still makes me feel weird, to be honest.
It's such a weird dream.
Oh my god, this one really made me laugh. It made me really laugh because I thought, actually, I can envisage this situation.
I can envisage it.
Someone put, a guy I dated dropped loads of coins on the floor, watching him pick them up. Big ick, lol. I was just like, the poor guy just wants to pick his money up, and this girl was like, ew. I literally saw that, it proper cracked me up, you know, like, but you can imagine, it's just the secondhand embarrassment. It's more a secondhand embarrassment, isn't it? You know, you're like, can you imagine being in like a shopping center and you drop shitloads of coins? I mean, it would have to all be pound coins for me to pick them up because I'd be so embarrassed. I'd just have to leave it. And you know, when it gets worse as well, when like people start coming onto the floor and helping you, and you're like, oh my god, just make it go away. Yeah, no, that one, I really felt that one. Do you agree? Is that a bit cringy or is that really weird?
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have big coins in the UK? Like, do you have big coins?
I think they're bigger where you are. I think like Europe, hold on. No, you have dinars, don't you? Like Euro coins. So Euro coins are very similar size.
Yeah, Euro coin is big money. Yeah, but dinar, I also wouldn't bother.
Yeah, it's, hold on. What's the biggest coin you have in dinars?
10 dinars, which is like not even maybe 6 cents.
Oh, wow. Oh, so literally the coins aren't even worth picking up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what made me laugh.
Whereas with ours, we've got £2 coins, which is basically the equivalent of about 2 euros.
Yeah, that's worth it.
So obviously you're going to pick those up. But if you've dropped a load of, yeah, I know, if you drop a load of 5 pences on the floor, you just be like, oh God, just walk away.
I know, and they roll as well, so they're going to be travelling a distance.
Yeah,
exactly. Imagine
yourself
running after
the coins. Like running after the rolling coin as well. Oh God, just the cringe. So
that one was good.
Men that dry hump whilst they kiss. I've never had that. Have you ever had that?
What?
No.
Like men that start grinding up against you, I guess is what they mean. Like,
okay.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I'm okay with it. I mean, Marco does it.
He does it? But what, like dry
hump? Yeah, when
we kiss you?
Sometimes. And, well, not dry hump, but like rub himself against when he wishes that he had an opportunity to have sex. I'm just like, I'm making coffee right now, so just move.
I think there's a difference between like you're making coffee and like your boyfriend comes up behind you and like
kissing. Yeah,
and
that.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like proper like kissing, like dry humping. Yeah, no, I think that's different. Like what Marco did is different, I think.
That's such a teenager thing to do, right? The dry humping while kissing. It's a teenager
thing. Yeah. I guess so. Men in flip flops gives her the ick. Some of these are actually so random.
They're like the sliders or Crocs.
No, no, no. Sliders fine. Jesus sandals. No, I can't. You know those like the ones with the buckle on top? Oh, I just can't. They're so horrible. They're so disgusting. It's giving Jesus. It's giving ick. It's giving ick.
Sliders and socks, I just I can't get on board with.
Oh no. I used to be like that, right? Until I saw some really hot guys in the gym wearing socks and sliders, and I was like, actually, it's kind of hot. I should be ashamed of myself. This one made me laugh. Men that have Tesco's club cards, Boots cards, etc. a weird ick of mine. Why? They're trying to save money. Like why does effective money saving give you the ick, Susan?
That's exactly. If they've got all the club cards and they won't drop the coins.
Yeah. I bet it won't listen, I bet it won't fucking give you the ick when they can get you 20% off next time you're in Tesco's, Babs. When you get your club card point vouchers come through, you won't be finding a nick then, that's it. Hair transplants, just shave it off. I mean, hair transplants, I've never known someone to have a hair transplant that's actually worked.
I do.
Effectively.
Oh, really?
The hair is so much thinner. So it's either loads thinner and then just eventually disappears again, or it just sort of like looks different. Like you can just tell it's been, it looks cotton woolish. I don't know how to describe it, but like the hair doesn't look right. It looks weird.
Dylan's had a hair transplant.
I haven't noticed it on him.
Oh, he did.
When did he have it done?
Mm-hmm. It was in lockdown.
And can you notice? I didn't notice, but then wasn't he wearing a hat last time I saw him?
I don't think so.
Oh, his is really good then, because I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, he had a hair transplant in lockdown.
On the front or on top?
He had like a horseshoe.
Oh, so he had it like there. So, but wait, a horseshoe means like, yeah, so like there's just a patch on the top. Because I feel like, so the only time...
His was quite severe though.
Right, okay. The only time I feel like it probably could work is if you're fit, like, you know, like how people like start to get like they're going bald on top and then they add more hair in. I feel like that works. I think mm-hmm. it's when people have gone all the way back with their hairline and then they try bringing the hairline forward. You can tell the difference in hair. So I feel like, did he have that?
Well, no, because he had like the initial part of where his hairline was, and then everything was like back,
right?
Like didn't have hair, so he grew like hair back here to kind of like push over
to push it forward. Yeah. So he's basically just filling in the gaps.
Yeah, but well, not anymore though.
Right,
it looks great,
and it doesn't look, the quality of the hair doesn't look any different. It looks good.
Yeah, it does look good.
That's amazing. Because
you can have like multiple. Because when you have your first. If you have one hair transplant done, depending on how much hair you have taken out and like prices, normally people go for like two hair transplants just because, like you said, it doesn't look as dense.
Right. And also sometimes it doesn't stick, right? I'd heard this, that sometimes it doesn't always work, that sometimes it won't stick so well. So they have to then go and have more done. Because one of the guys went to my gym, he had it done, and I think he then had to go back because some of it hadn't like taken, so he had to have more put in, I think. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
It looks painful though. Oh, it looks so painful.
Ooh. Yeah, it was really painful.
Let's go over some last ics that were on here just so people can hear some of the funny ones that we had. Dick pics, give me the ick. Getting unsolicited advice. young guys dressing like they're in the 70s, for example, socks and sandals. Oh, there you go. Someone else who doesn't like socks and sandals.
Thanks, whoever you are.
Man baby behavior. Foreskins.
What is a foreskin?
What?
What's a foreskin?
Are you joking? You don't know what a foreskin is?
No, I mean, say it, maybe I'll know, but I don't know. What is it?
A foreskin is like the skin that goes over the top of the penis.
I thought it would be that. Okay.
What do you call that?
The hood.
The hood. Okay. Yeah, the hood. Well, actually, in Serbia, is circumcision a thing or is it au naturel?
No, I wish it was, but it's not.
You prefer circumcised?
Oh, yeah, it's much prettier.
That one's actually, yeah. Do you know what? I actually shared that one to my story. I'm actually intrigued to see what the result was on that because
I remember normal in the UK to be circumcised?
No, I think, like, it depends. I mean, like, so I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm half Jewish, so I've had it done, and it does seem... For me, like, it feels cleaner. But I'm not attracted to men with circumcisions. I much prefer.
I think it's men very mixed in the UK, I think.
Yeah, it's mixed. Whereas in America, apparently a lot of people have been circumcised there. Yeah. That's quite normal there. So, yeah, I guess it depends on the country.
I don't know why, though.
Would you say you're pro foreskin or anti foreskin?
I think I'm like me either.
You have to choose one.
Pro everything.
I'm pro everything. I'm pro skin. I'm pro skin.
Yeah.
What about you, Athena? What do you prefer?
I would prefer not to have it. I wanted to circumcise my kids, but Marco wasn't having it.
Oh, fair enough. I just think
Athena's like, just cut it off.
Just cut it off.
Just cut the dicks and the balls off as well, like that. So I actually put on my thing, like, that one, because I just found it hilarious. And I was like, are people pro foreskin or anti foreskin? 78% pro foreskin, 13%. 78% pro foreskin, 22% anti foreskin, which I found quite interesting, really, because I thought it'd be a little bit more mixed than that. But it seems a lot of people prefer foreskins. I don't know why. I was watching this TV program actually once. It was like sex education for like young teenagers and stuff. And this kid comes in, he was like, like my girlfriend told me there's like a smell down there. I want to like know what it is. Anyway, she was like, the doctor's like looking. She was like, she was like, it's coming from your foreskin. She was like, do you clean behind you? He was like, no. So I didn't know I needed to. And she was like, you could tell from her face, the smell must have been, oh, God.
Disgusting.
Like, can you imagine? Like, disgusting. Yeah. So people, if you've got flaps of skin, you have to clean behind them.
Oh, my God, you know, so this happened to me with both of my kids because we are told that we're supposed to pull the tip down, even from when they're babies, you know, but I never really knew how much I can pull because, you know, I'll pull a little bit, the baby would start crying and I would be like, okay, I saw the tip of the head, that's good, you know, but men don't do it, we do it, and we kind of are like, okay, that should be it. So with both my kids, the skin got stuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it wouldn't go down. And I was really excited because the doctor was like, oh, if I can't pull it down, we're going to have to circumcise them. And I was like, okay. But he pulled it, and it was really painful. It was so painful. Like, he pulled the thing really hard and then it was bleeding. I mean, it was just disgusting. It's like, why don't we just cut it off so we can avoid? And Marco was like, you can never clean that well. I'm like, I'm not a guy. I don't know how much I can pull it.
I think, I don't know. I guess they must serve a purpose to the human body in some way. The only thing I have been told is that when you get circumcised, it reduces the sensitivity. But it doesn't seem to affect me so much. I still manage to do my bits. But it's so like Mitch always says to me, he's like, if I like, if he like had to have it exposed. And in, well, actually, no, it wasn't even him who was talking about it. I think it was my friend Paul who was talking about this. He was saying, like, if it was exposed and he put his boxers on, he wouldn't be able to, like, sit like that. It would be so uncomfortable because the head is so sensitive. I guess it's like if you ripped your nail off right now, that top bit of your skin would be so sensitive, wouldn't it? Because it's been protected by a nail, right? Yeah. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I just think penises look better with them, but I do understand that the clunginess is definitely better without, for sure. But yeah, that was a nice little poo foreskin chat today.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
For some reason, our chats always end up on really disgusting stuff. Why?
Bums and willies.
Bums and willies. Yeah. Right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming on. And I will speak to both of you soon.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You know, I'm always looking for different guests to come onto this show. So if you've got someone that you want to hear from, drop me a DM and let me know who you want to see on here next. And until next time, bye.
That was all the tea that you can get this week. Join me next time right here. It's the Weekly Deep.